Welcome to worship on this Sunday, the 17th of May, a Sunday that would otherwise have been General Assembly Sunday. Yesterday, Saturday the 16th, the Reverend Dr. Martin Fair was installed as our moderator. If you weren't able to watch the live stream yesterday, you can see edited highlights as part of the Heart and Soul celebration this afternoon from 2 o'clock. What would otherwise have been a celebration in Princes Street Gardens moves online. Details are at the Church of Scotland website, www.churchofscotland.org.uk. We come together to worship our God. And now let us pray. Loving God, we come in love and hope, in the promise of the everlasting peace of Christ, in the love and glory of the Creator, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Your children worship you this day. Our eyes may not see you, but we rejoice in your presence, known to us in faith. May we trust ever in your abiding assurance to be with us, and let this guide our journey through this life towards the promised future. As we await your coming, we trust in your word, the knowledge that we are never alone, never abandoned, but held close as your beloved. As we await your coming again, may we give thanks for your ever-present Spirit, that it will guide us towards truth. We strive each day to follow your commandments, to live as you have told us, to be better, to do better, to strive to better this world. May we be filled with courage and boldness, confident that our path has been laid, ever guided towards you. We give thanks for your love, for life through you. May we have the courage to show the power of love as you have, to all whom we meet, to all your creation. We exist in the midst of your unending care and rejoice in the knowledge that knowing you means knowing love today and every day. Amen.
Today's reading is from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. The promise of the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive him, because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and is in you. When I go, you will not be left all alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me, and because I live, you also will live. And when that day comes, you will know that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, just as I am in you. Whoever accepts my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. My Father will love whoever loves me. I too will love him and reveal myself to him.
In the film Inside Out, we meet some of Riley's emotions, sadness and joy, anger, disgust and fear. And maybe some of these feelings have been very real for you in recent times, in the ups and downs of this very difficult, different, challenging time. As well as the emotions, we meet another character, Bing Bong, Riley's childhood imaginary friend. An imaginary friend who had become forgotten as she grew up. But Bing Bong is able to help as the story unfolds. Today we think of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Not an imaginary friend, a very real friend, a comforter, a help to us. But like Bing Bong, sometimes the Holy Spirit is forgotten, neglected, as we grow, as life becomes filled with so many things, and yet in times of need, we're reminded of the power and the promise, the purpose of God's indwelling in us by His Spirit. A friend, real and true, always with us, guiding us, prompting us, directing us. Here I am, your friend for life. Jesus sent me just as he said he would. You know Jesus, always as good as his word, and every word he said about me is the truth. Truth, that's my middle name. We're going to get to know each other better, you and I. And we'll discover a lot of truths along the way. That's my job, to keep flagging up all the important things Jesus taught you, to help you see how it all works in practice. So stick with me, and you'll have no need to worry about forgetting. I'm on your side, your advocate, defending you, cheering you on, lighting you up from inside. Friend for life, that's me. So call on me, lean on me, work with me, rest in me. You might find me a bit of a mystery at times, but only because I don't draw attention to myself. I like to infiltrate, motivate, energize, with no need to be recognized. I'll be like a bubbling spring of never-ending freshness, a source that never runs dry. This is what Jesus was preparing you for, not absence and abandonment, but presence and companionship. Let's do it. Ever-loving God, in the long years since the world has seen you in the flesh, we come together in prayer, in the hope and assurance of your commitment to us and the life of this world. We pray for ourselves that we might be filled with your Holy Spirit, that we will be agents of peace in a world where destruction seems insurmountable, that we will be confident in your commandment to go forth in love for you and each other. We pray for our church, as it continues to change, to evolve, to seek out the best way to follow you, that it will be a conduit for your promise to the world, that it will work for your purposes, not its own concerns of bricks and mortar, numbers, or the dreams of past glories. We pray for our church. We pray for our moderator, Martin. We give thanks for the celebration in his installation yesterday. We look forward in hope and promise to his leadership and guiding in this year of challenge and change. We give thanks for the ministry of Colin, our moderator, last year, giving thanks for all he achieved and accomplished. We pray for our church, for those within it and those out with. We pray for all those on the margins of our societies, our communities, and our interests. We pray for those who are cast aside by a world obsessed by monetary wealth, the eternal goal of so-called growth, while those with the most continue to gain and those with the least continue to lose. We pray for our world, torn apart by fighting, by greed, by disregard for the environment. We pray for all your children who have been ravaged by the sin of war. We bring to you our thoughts and our prayers for all those lives changed forever by COVID-19. For dreams shattered, liberties denied. We pray that all will know your love, and through your people, peace and goodness might be a reality. In your love, in your spirit, in your life, we pray these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now we bring to mind our offerings as we think of the money, the time, the talents, our abilities that we use to share in continuing Christ's ministry, empowered by the Holy Spirit.
In the spirit of truth, we gather our time, our talents, our money, and we offer them to you, our God, a token, a sign of our faith in you and the power of your church to be a force for good in this world. Take these offerings as they are intended, in faith and love of you. And hear us as we pray together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Hope in our weary hearts.
And so we leave our time of worship knowing that the blessing of God from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is with us today, through this week, and always. Amen.